Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 60. In this episode, I'll discuss the treatment of ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode60. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating with each other using real-time messaging. I invite you to join me and the many other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. Angioedema due to angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors is a rare event. Because of the frequency of ACE inhibitor use, many patients will go on to develop ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema. Angioedema is the swelling of deep dermis, subcutaneous, or submucosal tissue due to vascular leakage. When this swelling involves the upper airway, angioedema can be life-threatening. ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema is related to elevated levels of bradykinin, which cause the vascular leakage. Swelling usually develops over minutes to hours, peaks, then resolves over 24 to 72 hours. There are no definitive tests to confirm ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema. One unique characteristic, besides a medication history including an ACE inhibitor, that helps make the clinical diagnosis of ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema is the absence of itching or urticaria. When you encounter a patient with ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema that involves the upper airway, the first and only priority is to protect the patient's airway. If you hear stridor, see that the patient is drooling, using accessory muscles to breathe, or has edema of the tongue or floor of the mouth, assume that the physician will want to immediately intubate the patient and obtain the necessary medications to assist with this process. I discussed medications used during intubation in episode 15. You can find that episode at pharmacyjoe.com/episode15. Because ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema results from bradykinin and not histamine release, therapies that work for histamine-induced angioedema are not considered effective. If the diagnosis of ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema is clear, don't waste time getting epinephrine, glucocorticoids, or antihistamines, as they do not affect bradykinin or alter the course of ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema. Depending on the location of the angioedema, the physician may choose a nasal rather than oral approach to intubation. Avoiding intubation and mechanical ventilation is desired when possible. To this end, some treatments for ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema have been employed to attempt to avoid intubation. Fresh frozen plasma, or FFP, may degrade high levels of bradykinin, which may in turn allow angioedema to resolve. Evidence for this treatment is limited to case series only, and I have them linked up in the show notes. Small studies have used icatibant 30 mg subcutaneously for ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema. Icatibant is a bradykinin receptor antagonist and is FDA approved for use in hereditary angioedema. When given within 10 hours of symptom onset for ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema, icatibant shortened the time to complete resolution of edema. Unfortunately, the cost of this therapy is $11,000 US, And the study it was used in was really too small to reach any conclusions about safety or clinically meaningful endpoints, such as mortality, need for intubation, etc. Icalantide is also approved for hereditary angioedema. It differs from icatibant in that it inhibits the unregulated production of bradykinin by inhibiting kallikrein. It appears that icalantide is not effective for the treatment of ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema. Patients who experience ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema should permanently discontinue all ACE inhibitor use and should not be rechallenged. Symptoms can persist for up to 6 weeks after stopping ACE inhibitors, and this complicates the assessment of cross-reactivity with other medications such as angiotensin receptor blockers. It's generally recommended that patients with ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema should only switch to an ARB if they also have a compelling indication, such as heart failure or chronic kidney disease. In summary, when you encounter a patient with ACE inhibitor-induced angioedema involving the upper airway, focus all your attention on interventions that assist with establishing a protected airway for the patient. Once the patient's airway is protected, the angioedema will resolve after a few days have passed. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.